Beis Halevi, in the Maamar Bitachon, Eitz Yud, speaking about, already dealt with why a person shouldn't be Boiteach in Bnei Adam, and started discussing why a person should be Boiteach in Ribbono Shel Olam. And a chelik of Tzipisa LeYeshua is a person in his daily difficulties, was he Mitzapeh for the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him out? Not just the Yeshua. The Yeshua of Mashiach Tzidkenu, but also the Yeshua that a person needs his own Yeshuas. That's in the Parshma Mazber when you say Reino ve'anyenu, v'yivari ve'nu, v'leinu me'er al-man shemecha. There it's not referring to the Geula Ashlema. Geula Ashlema is referred to later on. Tzemach. Geuleinu, v'leinu me'er al-man shemecha is referring to the personal Geulas that a person needs. V'abiteach, says the Beis Halevi, v'abiteach marviach b'shtayim. Someone who's v'abiteach in the Baruch Shalom, he wins twofold. He gains in two areas. In this world, first of all, certainly he will achieve and he'll earn that which he needs from his needs. Hashem Nefet Tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensures that a tzadik does not go hungry. And Bechlal, Benegeta, not just Benegeta Parnasa, Mishmur Aro Leyer, Nochel Liba B'Toch Hashem. Because for somebody that's Boitech in the Baruch Shalom, he's not worried about Shmur Aro, he's Boitech in the Baruch Shalom. Now, then he continues, V'oidzai Tzchorim Merubo Leilam Abo, Dezeu Klal Gado B'chol HaMitzvah, Tzchor HaMitzvah Bayal Malekah. Like he said beforehand, Bitochen is not just an added plus, Bitochen is a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah Sasei V'Pashtas, according to many Rishenim. And the main law, it falls under the regular guidelines of Schar Mitzvah Bayal Maleko, and any Schar that a person gets from Bitochen in this world is just Chol Teva Sar Elam Azeh, Himrak Priya Mitzvah Yisharecha Bayal Mazeh, Vakeren Kayim Lelam Abba Shekulay Tev. Betzim, it's just the frills that come out of the Mitzvah. But the Etzim Schar of the Mitzvah is La'asid Lavi. So a person gains in this world the Peris of the Mitzvah, and he gains Lelam Havel. As opposed to the person that's Boitech, and a person, he says, he loses out in this world because he doesn't get anything. Because a person who's Boitech and a human being, at the end of the day, when he's Nifter, so he doesn't really, how can he be Boitech and a human being? And second of all, he says it's a or, a person gets a klala, so he loses twofold. So he's Boitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu gains twofold. Now it's interesting in the Medayik here, so a few people discuss this, that the Beis Halevi says, certainly he will earn, he will get that which he needs. So, first of all, it sounds like certainly it's going to get it. Whatever it is that you're b'techen kadosh baruch hu, that's your basic need, you will get it. That's no, it's not a suffix. Maybe it's not the best for him. And that's why he's not going to get it. That's the first thing. The second thing is maybe mitzvah chusa, it sounds like dafka, things that he needs, but for luxuries, love dafka. And they bring down on the hagoyis here on the bottom, they done different things. And they bring down a well-known story that is brought in a number of svarim. That happened between the Rashash and Rissol Salanter. They were sitting in the Grain Shul in Vilna, and they were discussing the Indian of Bitochin. And the Rashash said that the Bitochin is not for to be Bitochin HaKadosh Baruch Hu for luxuries. You can be Bitochin HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your necessities. But for luxuries, that's not the. I don't know if he said that it wouldn't work, or it sounded like that from the Hemshech of the story, that's not the Indian of Bitochin in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Rissol Salanter held not that way. And he said Rissol Salanter wanted to prove it. So he says this in here. He says, right now I need to know what time it is. He says, it's not a mukhrich that I have to have a watch, but I need to know what time it is. Now, the story is brought down different ways. I don't need a gold watch, but if I would be B'techen and Kadosh Baruch would even send me a gold watch. There's another story with Chaim Velazhen. I don't know exactly, maybe two stories are being mixed up together. This story is brought down in a few places. If I'm supposed to have a watch, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give me a watch, even though it's not a necessity. Sure enough, somebody knocks on the door a few minutes later, and he goes over to the Rashash, and he told him that somebody gave him this watch and gave it and told him to give it to the Rav of the Shtot, and he's now giving it to the Rashash. Gets the Rashash, took it and gave it to Rissol Salanter. He says, "Here's the watch that obviously the Ribbono Shel Olam made in my room," and he said, and he was made that in the Chalam, he could be Abitach and even for Moisers. The does that come on your cheshbon of Olam Haba? I would think that it doesn't come on your cheshbon of Olam Haba, because that's something which is not... I can't answer that question. It could be that that's bitochin is... I don't know. I was makabel from Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, and Yitzchak Feigelstack, I'll be the Marsho in Kedushin. Marsho in Kedushin says that, tells the Maisa, that there was a shade, there was a mazik in the Beis Medrash, and that had seven heads, and everybody was scared to be there. Kitzer, I forgot it was, one of them, Marim, came to town, and Racha Bar Yaakov, thank you, came to town, and they said in town, nobody give him a place to sleep. He's going to have to sleep in shul. Once he has to sleep in shul, then maybe it will be a Tzrach HaShnit, so something will happen that the mazik will get killed. Kitzer, sure enough, nobody gave him a place, went to shul, and every time that he bowed down, one of the heads of the mazik fell off. Kitzer, Yatayin is on it that, you know, that they, if not, lo yisrach shlunisa, then I would have been in Sakana. It's Frektam Rasho, that L'chor you're going to be, because of his schusim, it takes away from his elmama. So he said, I think it was the yisrach shlunisa, I could be simuch on a nes, and even if it's going to be a nes, it can take away from his elmama. Says the Rasho, no. They knew that he was going to daven, and something which your masig ayidei tzvila doesn't detract from a person's olam haba. That's what he says. That is the shtem with the maisa, with the leg that came down from the shamayim. That was ayidei tzvila. Kulu. I actually asked that to Rosh Hashiva at that point, but he says ne'emonim alav devar masha, that's kimdumani. This is going back at least 20 years, more than that. Question is whether or not it's a day tefilos, no. But l'chur, that's the schar of bitachin in this world. Lav dafka is that take away from the next world. So the shayla exactly, and this is really the question that the Olam was handling, that we handled when we get to the Chazon Ish, that discusses this: what is bitachin? Is bitachin that for sure it's going to happen? Bitachin is whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen is going to happen, and no one else in the world, no human being or creature in the world has the ability to do not that way. And whatever's going to happen is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for the best. So how could I have bitachin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me a watch? Maybe the watch is not what's best for me to have at this point. I didn't really see people dealing with this nekuda. L'chur, it's a chelik of the midah keneged midah of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu dons the world, that Hashem tilcha yad minecha, the same way that you act to the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts back to you. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu built that into the world. All the different types of the way that you act, that's the way the Ribbono Shel Olam acts with you. When you are Baitech and Gantzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you turn yourself and Gantzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates and gives you things that maybe you wouldn't have deserved before then. And that's something that maybe he, because of the Bitochen, things were changed now in Shemayim, that in Echanami, now he doesn't need it anymore. How is it that, how does Tefillah work, Bechlal? Tefillah works that it gives the person more Zchuyos, and therefore changes things, even though he wasn't deserving beforehand, now he is deserving. I'll say Skir Vatar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll say, how all the Ruchnius things, Bar Braz Mazaka Abba, what did the father do in Olam Haba? But somebody's telling me today, he says, it's a shtickle unfair. He says, the Gedolim, that their whole lives they spent in, he saw a sign up that says they're trying to learn Shas 120 times for Reb Chaim by the first year of time. This is the Gedolim, besides the fact that they're way up there in Olam Haba, that they also have the Zchuyos of the Gan Klal Yisrael that are doing for them. The people that don't have all those Zchuyos, they should have the... I told them it's a good investment, you should invest now. You should get a... Don't... My Rebbe always used to say that. He says, I see him learning Mishnah, so... This is my net grade, this is almost 30 years ago. So I have to wait till after May have asked him that other people should learn Mishnah for me. I'll learn Mishnah for myself right now. It's not. But this Indian is. They bring down Rishol. So this brought down also in a few places. Brisker Rov Halatera in Tehillim. He says, "Betach b'Hashem v'asei toiv shchoin eretz rei emuna v'hisanag al Hashem v'itin l'chol meshalas v'becho." People take in Kadosh Baruch Hu do toiv. V'sanag al Hashem. V'sanag. You should find pleasure. Take pleasure in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Will give you mishalis libecha. First of all, it says in the first in the pasuk, mishalis libecha. It doesn't say what's best for you. Mishalis libecha. We always say mishalis libecha l'toivo. That's the way we say that. It should be l'toivo, and it shouldn't be that because we never know. Says the Brisker Rav, v'zel shener. Al yidei midas habitochen yecholim lahasik kol davar. Al yidei bitochen, you could get anything. Kinin shenemar v'yisanag la'ashem yitein l'chol mishalis libecha.
Bira dover, she intiye bitchoincho b'Hashem kol kach chazak. Ad shetis anagal yidei ze. If your bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so strong that you take pleasure in it, you're like, imagine your great uncle calls you up and tells you, by the way, the multi-billionaire, he calls you up and tells you, by the way, I'm going to give you for your chas, I'm going to give you for the present for Pesach, I'm going to give you $4 million. You're elated till $4 million, whatever it is. You found pleasure. He didn't give you the money yet. No, but the very fact that you're relying on him gives you the pleasure. When you know that you have the Ribbono Shel Olam who has called Kesef Zav Shaloi, right? You take pleasure in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you whatever you need. That's in and of enough of a zchus that a person will get it. Im tiyeh b'tchoincho v'ashem kol kachazak. I might be talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is so ironclad. I'm relying on the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's my great uncle. He's my... Oziten l'cho meshalas libecho. Hakol lefi erech shlemes habitochen. Koch yishalam ito yizbarach shamoy lefi oisem mido. V'yasek kol meshalas libe berachovo. He says, Mamish, you'll get a barachova, not just the bare minimum. This is up to the brisker rov. So is there such a thing? In Brichas Peretz, in Shaftim, he also discusses briefly that there's two dargas. That there is a darga that in a chanami you could be masig ayidei bitochen, shtarka bitochen. But certainly the necessities, that's what the basic Levi is saying. Yasig mashachos lemister chusei. For sure. Vine. He continues. Be'etzem, there's no reason for a person to do any yishtalus whatsoever. And he should get everything that he needs without any effort. That's how it was at the time of the Bria Sa'ilam. He was sitting in Elam Hava, and you had the malachim were making barbecuing chicken meat for him, steaks for him, and filtering wine. Kedisu b'sanhedrin. But it was nigzar, a klolo, that a person has to, it's by the sweat of your brow, that you're going to eat bread. Shenenash ye yogeh lasik tzrochov. He was nenash, that now he needs to put in effort to get his basic necessities. V'zeh b'gedr oynish. It's an oynish. V'gam achar she'ochom eitz hadas, n'teis v'lein eti ala rav ha'taiva. Additionally, after eating the eitz hadas, he got a tendency to do bad, to follow his taivas. This is another reason why, in addition to the Einish, there's a reason that the Einish made it that a person has to work for their parnasa. Why? Because if a person wasn't working, if he was pani, that the Chazal say somebody doesn't work, so then it brings them to all types of averis. The Chavis mentioned this also. One of the reasons why a person has to be Oisik in Parnasa is that he should be busy and not do Averis. It's on the bottom of the Ortsko Maimer B'tochen. They say, indeed, they find that statistically there's more crime on weekends than during the week. I remember my Rebbe also, ninth grade, he would say, Matzah Shabbos, you go to the local jail. He says the most people, the police precinct. You'll see that's the most arrests is Matzah Shabbos. People get stoned on during the week, and who knows what happens. And yeah, but that's what. B'meila Kodesh Baruch Hu. In addition to it being an einish, it's also the Toiv Eseinu that a person has to work. Animals don't have to work. They don't work, and nevertheless, they all have food. I was put in the world to be mishamish the Ribbono Shel Olam. Certainly, I should be able to get. I should have parnasa without having to invest. You're right. And echnami is because I did things wrong. I was overavirus. Memela, I caused it to myself. Comes along the base of Levi, and he goes like the Chavis Levavis that a person needs to do ishtadlis. That's a chilek of the oynish of Adam Rishon. A person has to do ishtadlis. However, he's magbole. But a person has to realize that his shtadlis does not help him whatsoever. He's simply being mekayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam told you this is what you have to do. Press this button if you want to get parnasa. Is this button what's going to come out when you press? I remember I was once I used to go with my father to certain factories. He was Rav Machshir also for the OU. We used to go to certain factories. One of them was a bottling plant in near Philadelphia, and they had a free soda machine there. That's where they had. Because I remember pressing one of the things to get it, and a different soda came out. I guess whatever it is, you press over here, and something else comes out. Something else, lavdafka. It could be that you really you want to get that. You have to press over there.
You press on the other side, and then comes out from the who knows what. That's how it works with parnasa. We're mishtadl because the Rebbeinu Shem told us we have to be mishtadl. And in Chanan we work hard and we get a paycheck, but it's not because of the directly connected to mishtadl. The pasuk says the person was born to work. If he does not toil, he's not going to get food. When a person does his nishtadas, then he should be taken Kadosh Baruch Hu. You should rely on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and be beteich and will take care of you. The Ramchal and Derech Yitzchayim in the back, he discusses this. He says, "Achi isha chacham meivin davar la'ashuray." Person who's a wise man who really understands how things are in the properly. He nei baskilei al meitzi davar. If you start thinking about the origin of why a person has to work, yira ech kol iske olam inam elam imasher nisher adam al korcheli es ladaitesh al nachash v'davar ze. He says the only reason a person has to do a shtadlis is because we were mispate to follow the nachash. Because the person, without working, he's not going to be able to just be totally dedicated to Avodas Hashem. But he needs also to somehow go after the Havlei Olam Hazeh, be misasik in it. That's a person should be a boicher rabbi miutai. It's a klala that which a person has to work. Who? Right? Imagine somebody goes to court. And unfortunately, the judge says, 5 years in court, 5 years in jail. He says, you know what? 5 years in jail, I take another 2 years afterwards. 7 years in jail. Are you insane? It's an einish. What are you taking another 2 years? The kilo you being a tzaddik? This is an einish. It's a klala, the fact that a person has to be oisik in parnasa. He says, you should be boichar rabbi miyutai, the lesser of the two evils. You should take the least of the v'imayit be'esik kol ma sheyuchal. V'shtadl habris bater, v'avedis b'chol ha'shitas together. But he says that's the nekuda of that savisa. Your shtadlis is not going to change anything. Valkin matzinu la tzadikim shenischadash lem inin shloi hoylem lahasig mezeinoisam nezam lem acharkach b'li shum sibo k'mo eliyahu anavi shekulu arvim v'bishim anichoyi dinav leichuru b'mar. He says something very interesting. He says what happens if a person is not able to do a shtadlis? Then he's not going to get parnasa. No, according to what we just said, it's nothing to do with him. One has nothing to do with the next. Person has to be mishtadl because the Rebbeinu Shalom told you b'zeis apechal teichalechem. It's a tzivoy from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Parnasa comes because the Rebbeinu Shalom gives the person parnasa. Now let's say a person can't be mishtadl. So that means he's not going to get parnasa. No shekhes. There's two different things. There's b'zeis apechal teichalechem and then there's the parnasa. If you can't do one, means you're not going to get the parnasa. No. That's why he says Eliyahu Novi at a certain point he ran away from Achav. It says that the Arvim would bring him it says actually you got meat. He got meat. The Gemara in Chulin says that he got meat from the kitchen of Achav. He was running away from Achav. The Arvim used to come. The ravens used to come into the kitchen, pick up the meat. More Dan's there when he gets to Basar Shnitzalim in Ayin. Maybe it should be a problem. But he used to pick up the meat and bring it to Eliyahu HaNavi. He said he should have. He didn't have to do any shtadlis. Why? Because he couldn't do shtadlis. So a person gets down and depressed when he's out of a job and he can't find anything. If he's honest and he doesn't have ability to do shtadlis, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him without shtadlis. Was in the Mara, he was running away. Also the same thing. It sounds like almost from here, he brings the right from Shim Bar Yochai, that even Rav Shim Bar Yochai would be masking him that you're supposed to do Ishtadlis. Just where you can't do Ishtadlis, then in Echanan may not. I'm not exactly sure how that stems with the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Yomei Beis. That says Rav Shim Bar Yochai says, Efshar Adam Chorish B'chash Shirah, maybe some etvas Ishtadlis a person has to do. Val Kain, Kishain La'odom, Shum's a person shouldn't get depressed if he doesn't have the ability to do ishtadlis. Once the doors of ishtadlis were closed because he can't do it, just be b'teichan Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing to do. They tell stories about the Biskarov at the time of the war that he would eat his entire ration and he wouldn't save anything for the next day. Well, what's going to be tomorrow? Kadosh Baruch Hu give me for tomorrow. I don't have to do I need to eat. This is what my ration is for today. To split my ration, not eat as much as I'm supposed to eat. That's like you're doing your shtadlis. That's not because of the shtadlis that you're supposed to do. You need your food for today. What's going to be tomorrow? I can't do shtadlis. No, because Baruch Hu give me that shtadlis. Ki afilu mechalila atzara kreiva vein adam yodea shum eitza eich leinatzel mimeno. Mikomokom darche Hashem nelame heima me'enei adam. Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't tell Kadosh Baruch Hu what you want. Tell him how to do it. Tell him what you want. Kadosh Baruch Hu has infinite amount of ways how a person can get their parnasa. Shuas Hashem karefayin, k'mamar akosav hinik telenu lo yachem.
I like to say the story of what just happened because it was such a cool story. My son told me he was in this past summer. He was in yeshiva and he went to camp here. They have a camp, 2-week camp here. And one of the things they had the day that they had to do, they split them up into groups and everybody had to do different types of, take different pictures and do different things. And whoever gets the most pictures of the things that they, interesting things that they did, they get the most points and they win, like a color war type of thing. But kids, so one of the things was go knock on a door and go into the house and prepare supper for them. Bekitzer, they knocked on the door in Meisharm, and they went inside. I told the story before. They went inside and they told them that we're American boys. They were here from camp, and we're supposed to make supper. And Bechulos, sure enough, they put on the apron and they gave him pictures. Let them take a picture of Kila as they're making supper. Before they left, the lady said, "By the way, I'm making chasana," and she says, "No." And sure enough, one of the guys gave the counselor gave a few hundred shekel, and that's it. They left. Now, if this lady would think in a million years, where would money come from for a chasana? Okay, 200 shekels, not make a chasana, but then who is, where, I'm starting to get money, where did the, she would think that some American boys are going to knock on her door in Mea Sharm and come in and ask if they could take a pictures in her kitchen with the chicken soup up and aprons on, and then they're going to feel that they're compelled to give her some money, and b'chulam. Not in a million years would I think it. Said it. Whether or not that's her parnasa, it's not her parnasa, but the nekuda is, at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent her something in a way that she couldn't have imagined in a million years. This is something that happened this past summer. That's why it's... Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somebody wants to kill me, I'll hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's many, many stories of people that the sword was by their neck, and they got out of it. Kadosh Baruch Hu, even when a person's in the bottom of Sheol, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes him up. Imagine what happened with Yonah Navi. You think that he was going to get out of it? He was in some fish in the ocean. They threw him into the water as they picked him up. Right? They picked me up. At that point, I presume that I would have thought that's it. One fish, another fish, spit him out. Who knows? Kadosh Baruch Hu can make it in a second that his oivim will find shalom with him. Fakir, it could be that they'll even overcome their seinim. First of all, it could be that the seinim will make shalom. Even if not, they'll overcome them. The four malachim, which were stronger than the five malachim, he threw dirt and it turned into swords and turned into arrows. David HaMelech beat the Plishti, not with a sword, not with a spear, with a few rocks. That's what he did. Because I'm coming, b'shem Hashem Tzvokis.